2009 metai, lapkričio 24 diena. Toliau tęsiam skaityti Mahabharatą, verstą Krišna Dharmos Prabhu. Šiandien skaitysim 14 skyrių, kuris vadinasi Kandavos miško sudeginimas. Kandavos miško sudeginimas. 14 skyrius, pirmos dalies. The Yadus bestowed vast amounts of wealth on Arjuna and left Dwaraka accompanied by a long train of chariots and elephants as well as hundreds of thousands of cows decorated with silk and gold. Na, dar vienas elementas kultūros, karvės puštavo šilku ir auksu. Subhadra rode with him on a fine golden chariot drawn by tall white steeds. Tai, kad auksiniai būdavo vežimai, galima spręsti, kiek buvo daug aukso jų dispozicijai. They soon arrived at Indraprastha and Arjuna went straight to Yudhishthira. He clasped his feet and then worshipped him according to the Vedic injunctions. Arjuna then worshipped Dhaumya and the other rishis in the royal court. When the ceremonies were complete, his other brothers embraced him with tears in their eyes and asked him to relate to them all his adventures. After spending time with his brothers, Arjuna went to see Draupadi. As he entered her chamber, she turned away from him and said, "O Arjuna, what brings you here at this time? You should go and be with your new bride. That daughter of the Satvata race must be missing you now." Draupadi was annoyed. Arjuna was her favorite among the Pandavas, and she feared he might come to prefer Subhadra. The Pandava repeatedly begged her forgiveness and assured her that his love for her was in no way diminished. Draupadi continued to sulk. A second tie always relaxes the first one, no matter how strong it may have been. Čia gražus posakis, kad pirmas, antras mazgas atpalaiduoja pirmąjį. Nesvarbu, kiek pirmas buvo tvirtai užmegztas. Tai nors pati Draupadi ir pats Arjuna buvo nepaprastas asmenybės, vis tiek tai parodo moters psichologija, kad moteris visą laiką nori būti vienintelė mylimoji. Ir tais laikais buvo leidžiama turėti daug žmonų, bet ir tais laikais buvo problemas. Arjuna tried to console the beautiful Draupadi, but she remained silent, always looking away from him. Seeing that he couldn't win her over, he left her chamber and went to Subhadra. He asked her to dress herself as a cowherd girl. He wanted to remind Draupadi that Subhadra was the sister of Krishna, Draupadi's beloved lord. Krishna had begun his life as a coward boy in a small village. By having Subhadra appear as a coward girl, Arjuna hoped that Draupadi's natural affection for Krishna would be awakened and directed toward his sister. Nu, čia irgi labai gražus momentas atsiskleidžia Arjunos charakteryje, kad jis buvo subtilus labai. Bet čia subtilus. The Yadu princess was brought into Draupadi's chamber, attired in a simple red silk. The servant girls who showed her in said, "This maiden has asked if she could become your servant." Subhadra immediately bowed before Draupadi and said, "I'm here to do your bidding." Draupadi had never seen Subhadra and didn't realize who she was, but seeing her humble demeanor and being reminded of her lord by Subhadra's rustic dress, Drupadi's heart melted. She raised her hands and blessed her, saying, "May you become the wife of a hero and the mother of a hero. May you be without a rival." Čia yra vienas iš patarimų, kaip suminkštinti širdį to, kuris pavydi. Tai yra tapti jo tarnu. Mes, jeigu darbovietėje turim žmogų, kuris mums pavydi, pasitarnaukim jam. Arba yra bendruomeniai baktai, kurie gali mums pavydėti. Pasitarnaukim, tas pavydas praeis. Subhadra replied, "May it be so." She then introduced herself, "I'm Subhadra, Krishna's sister." Draupadi smiled and embraced her co-wife. Her jealousy and anger were dissipated by Subhadra's gentleness. She asked Subhadra to tell her everything about Dwaraka and Krishna. They spoke together for hours. Then Draupadi took Subhadra by the hand and led her to meet Kunti. The two Pandava queens soon became close friends and would spend much time together discussing the activities of Krishna and his associates. Tai va, jau Draupadi tai buvo Lakšmi ekspansija, o Subhadra buvo... Subhadra yra irgi viena iš Adharanės ekspansijų. Tai čia... Jos net nedžyvos, tai va, tie visi jausmai, kurie kyla, yra transcendentiniai. Tik tais tie, kad iš tos istorijos galima tą patį pritaikyti ir materialiam pasaulį, kad... Jeigu kažkas pavydė mums, pasitarnaukime. A few days after Arjuna's return, Krishna and Balarama came to Indraprastha, accompanied by his sons and ministers and riding at the head of a great army. Krishna entered the Pandava city where he was greeted at the gates by Nahula and Sahadeva. As they proceeded in state down the main highway, thousands of citizens stood along the roadside. They cheered and worshipped Krishna and his elder brother as they moved slowly toward Yudhishthira's palace. The Yadus gazed around them at the city. The roads were immaculately swept and sprinkled with perfumed water. Na, aiškiai, miestai buvo labai švarus. Netgi pašlakstami pakvepintų vandeniu. Fences draped with bright garlands ran down the sides of the wide avenues. On the tops of tall white mansions flew countless flags and standards. The sweet scent of burning aloes filled the air and the sound of music instruments could be heard. Reiškia, čia mes galim suprast, kad alavijų sultis degindavo. Alavijus degindavo ir jie pakvipdavo. Nu, pavyzdžiui, kai Bušas atvažiavo į Vilnių, nu, nieks nešlakstė kelių su pakvepintų vandenį. Ant sienų nekabino girlendų. Tai va, ten kiek draugiškai sutardavo vienos giminės atstovai. Nu, vienas miestas su kitais, kaip ta jaučiasi tas šventinė nuotaika, tokia pakili nuotaika miesto. Krishna and Balarama entered the Pandava's palace and went before Yudhishthira and his brothers. Yudhishthira worshipped Balarama with all due ceremony and embraced Krishna with affection. Krishna offered his respects and worship to Yudhishthira and Bhima, then took his seat in the assembly hall. Many important personalities from Dwaraka also took their places in the hall, including Akrura, Uddhava, Satyaki, Kritavarma, Sarna, and Krishna's sons Pradyumna, Samba, and Aniruddha. Krishna then gave Arjuna all the bridal gifts for Subhadra that her relatives in Dwaraka had sent. He gave heaps of gold, bricks, and precious gems to Yudhishthira. Krishna also presented the king with 1,000 chariots adorned with rows of golden bells. each of them yoked to 4 steeds driven by well-trained charioteers, 10,000 milk-bearing cows, 1,000 moon-like white horses with golden harnesses, and 1,000 white mules with black manes, which could run at the speed of the wind. As well as this, Balaram gave Arjuna as a wedding gift 1,000 elephants, each resembling a hill and decked with golden ornaments and bells. Innumerable other items were offered to the Pandavas, being brought before them by Krishna's servants. Placed outside the hall, the wealth given by the Yadavas looked like a sea stretching in all directions.
Čia iš to aprašymo galima spręsti, kokiais turtais pasižymėjo vediniai karaliai. Auksas buvo toks dažnas, kaip pas mus tarsi būtų koks nors prašiausiai metalas, plienas, pavyzdžiui. Ten viskas. Stovi auksas. Yudhishthira graciously accepted the gifts and then arranged for all the Yadavas to be accommodated in his palace. They and the Pandavas passed many days together in happiness, and when it came time for them to leave, the Pandavas in turn presented them with brilliant gems as gifts. With Balarama at their head, the Yadus headed back to Dwaraka, but Krishna decided to remain behind to spend some time along with Arjuna.
When, matom, visą laiką Krishna ir Arjuna kažkaip tarsi dar atskirai nori pabūti ir turim labai intymius santykius, to kad Arjuna yra Krishna's amžinas palidovas.
One day Arjuna suggested, O Krishna, the days are hot, let us go for some time to the banks of the Yamuna. We have constructed many fine pleasure houses there. Krishna agreed to his proposal and they set off. They soon arrived at a charming spot amid groves of tall trees. High white mansions stood along the river banks, looking like a city of the gods.
Krishna and Arjuna entered one of the houses where they were served varieties of exquisitely flavored food and drinks. They lay down upon golden couches spread with silk covers. After relaxing for some time, they decided to go for a walk in the woods. The two heroes wandered along the riverbank discussing martial arts and past battles they had each fought.
Sakim, prie upės buvo pilis, baltos pilis, rūmai. Grinai kaip praleisti laisvalaikį malonumui.
Sunku, to vat, standartą galima vedinę labai gerai skaityti Mahabharatą, nes gali pamatyti to pastovi skaitydamas suprast, nu, tą įsijausti tą turtingą standartą, turtingą padėtį šalies. Aiškia, žemė duodavo daug aukso, daug brangakmenių, buvo geras dirlius, veislės karvių buvo ypatingos, daug grūdų, daug pieno, daug auksas brangmeniai pagrindė buvo šitie arkliai, vežimai, kurios tempė arkliai ir drambliai. Čia buvo brangenybės, skaitomi, ne popieriniai pinigai, bet konkrečiai vertingi dalykai. Šilkas, kilimai, drabužiai. Tai yra tie pagrindiniai dalykai, kurie reikalingi žmogui. Tai buvo turtas, net karaliai keisdavosi jais, reiškia, brangakmenys, netgi drabužus, reiškia, kilimai ir toliau.
Having walked for a distance, they sat down upon an ivory bench that had been placed near the edge of a dense forest. As they continued to talk, a Brahmin suddenly emerged from the woods. They looked at him in surprise. He resembled an old salt tree with a complexion like molten gold. His beard and hair were bright yellow,
and he shone like the morning sun. His two eyes were like lotus leaves, and his body was well-formed and powerful. As the Brahmin approached them, blazing like fire, Krishna and Arjuna stood up and awaited his order. In a resonant voice, the Brahmin said, "I know you two to be the foremost of all men. I myself am a voracious Brahmin who eats much. I have therefore approached you in order to beg my food and to be gratified by you." Both Krishna and Arjuna folded their palms and asked the Brahmin what food he would like. The Brahmin replied, "I don't eat ordinary food. Know me to be Agni, the fire god. Give me food that suits me. Please help me to devour this Kandava forest." He indicated the jungle by which they were standing. Although he had already made many attempts to consume the forest, his efforts had been repeatedly thwarted by Indra. This was because Indra's friend, the Naga Takshaka, lived in the forest. Whenever Agni blazed up and began to cover the forest, Indra would send torrents of rain to stop him. The fire god continued, "Both of you are experts in arms. By your prowess, you will be able to prevent Indra from stopping me. Thus I shall consume this great forest. O heroes, this is the food I desire to have from you." Čia sunku kažką komentuoti, bet galima iš tos pastraipas matyti, kad pusdėviai irgi turi konfliktus, turi savo draugus, kuriuos gina. Tarp kitko, gyvatė Takšaka po to nužudys Maharadžą Parikšitą. Krishna and Arjuna looked at each other in surprise. They assured Agni that they would do everything in their power to help him, but they were curious as to why he wanted to consume this particular forest. The deity explained that the Kandava forest contained numerous varieties of medicinal herbs. He needed the herbs because he was suffering a malady due to having eaten excessive amounts of ghee. There had been a great sacrifice performed by a king named Svetaki, in which so much ghee was offered into the fire that Agni became ill. Brahmadan told him that he could be cured if he ate the herbs in the Kandava forest. When Agni failed in his attempts to consume the forest, Brahma told him that he would succeed if he could gain the assistance of Krishna and Arjuna. Čia įdomus dalykas, reiškia, kad kai pilamas yra ugni, į ugnį sviestas, reiškia, ugnies dievas tą sviestą priima kažkokioje tai subtilioje formoje. Ir čia jis rašo, kad, reiškia, susirgo, jie irgi gali susirgti pusdėje, jie irgi turi kaunus materialius. Rama had said, in a previous incarnation, these two men were in fact the ancient and infallible deities, Nara and Narayana. They have appeared on the earth to accomplish the celestial purpose. Therefore, ask for their help. Nu va, atskritė. Kas buvo? Čia taip, kad čia yra Nara, Narayana. Agni concluded, kad Krishna ir Arjuna buvo Nara, Narayana, ryšiai. Kažkada nužengė į žemę. Kitaip čia sakant, išaiškėja, kad Arjuna ir Krishna, kad Arjuna nebuvo džyva. Krishna ir Arjuna, kurie kažkada buvo tie kaip Nara, Narayana ryšiai, tai buvo ekspansijos viešpatis. Tai buvo Višnu tatvos, nedžyva tatvos. Arjuna nebuvo siela, kaip mes. Dėl to jis ir vedė Draupadi, kuri buvo Lakšmi ekspansija ir Subhadra, Nara, Narayana, Rishi. Čia buvo, jie yra Višnu tatvos. Agni concluded, "I now depend upon you too. I must eat this forest. Brahma has also informed me that the living beings within the forest are sinful and should be destroyed. Therefore, don't harbor any doubts. This act is sanctioned by authority.
Iškia pusdeviai dažniausiai klausia Brahmos. Brahma žino karmą. Jisai sako, taip, čia yra nuodėmingos būtybės ir neatsitiks nieko blogo, jeigu jis...
Arjuna replied, I possess many celestial weapons, but I have no bow capable of bearing their power. If I am to achieve the task you have set, I will require an inexhaustible quiver of arrows and a chariot drawn by celestial steeds. If you can provide all this, then we will surely accomplish your desire. Agni meditated upon Varuna, god of the nether worlds. And the deity immediately appeared and said, What shall I do for you? Agni knew that Varuna kept many celestial weapons in the depths of the ocean. Therefore he asked him to present Arjuna with the celestial bow Gandiva, as well as two inexhaustible quivers of arrows.
Reiškia, yra kažkokie mistiniai šitų strėlių dėklai, kiek bimtum iš jų, tiek nesibaigia strėlės.
Agni also asked that Varuna bring forth a chariot belonging to Soma, the moon god. Varuna agreed and caused all those things to appear at the spot.
O čia jau yra mistinės galės. Nereikia su bispaku transportuoti ar DHL ar dar kažko. Čia ir viskas. Tai vat jų ligmens galimybės, jų subtilių kūnų galimybės. Jų galios tokios. Lietuvoje rašoma, kaip pusdėvė yra. Pusiau dievai.
Arjuna looked with wonder at the Gandiva bow. It appeared like a rainbow embedded with celestial gems. As tall as a man, it was flawless. The Pandava took up the shining bow and forcefully twanged its string. A sound like the crash of thunder resounded throughout the forest, terrifying all the creatures. Holding the bow, the joyful Arjuna next approached the huge golden chariot. It was filled with varieties of celestial weapons, as well as the two inexhaustible quivers Agni had requested. The chariot was yoked with golden harnesses to silvery steeds from the land of the Gandharvas. These horses were capable of going anywhere within all the worlds and could move with the speed of the wind or the mind.
Va, reiškia, sukomplektavo iš viską, ką geriausia buvo. Iš pusdėvių dalykėlių. Reiškia, yra tokie va, vežimai, kurie gali dėti minties greičių. Net ne vėjo, bet minties.
About the chariot flew a banner bearing an image of Hanuman, Rama's great monkey servant. Hanuman seemed to be burning everything that fell within his gaze. Other flags flew on the chariot bearing images of fierce beasts. All the creatures roared terribly from their standards.
Arjuna circumambulated the chariot and then mounted it like a virtuous man ascending to heaven. Reiškia, kai siela žengia į rojus, atskrenda erdvėlaivį pusdėvių ir pasiema ją.
He put on the suit of celestial armor that lay there. As he stood with the Gandiva in his hand, he resembled the sun shining from behind an evening cloud. He then drove the chariot around, smiling as he heard the loud rumble of its wheels.
Varuna, o čia kaip būna, vyrai sėda į mašiną, gerą garsą duoda mašiną, o patenkinti, koks galingas variklis, turbo koks.
Varuna also gave Krishna a club called Kaumodaki, which roared loudly when wheeled about and which could crush even Daityas and Danavas.
Šiandien supraskim, kad visi tie ginklai yra asmenybės. Asmenybės.
Krishna then mounted Arjuna's chariot, saying that he would become the driver. Arjuna again addressed Agni, O fire god, we are now ready to satisfy your request. Armed with the Gandiva and assisted by Krishna, I am able to withstand the entire host of gods united with the Asuras. What then to speak of Indra? Therefore, blaze up as much as you like and surround this forest. Agni immediately expanded himself around the forest and began to consume it with his 7 kinds of flames. Škėlė 7 ugnies rūšis. He assumed the fearful appearance he assumes at the end of an aeon, which he uses to destroy all things. Krishna then began to drive the chariot around the forest. It moved with such speed that it appeared to be continuously present on every side of the forest. Whenever Arjuna saw a creature trying to escape from the conflagration, he immediately shot it down. Netura ledima brahmas. Being slain in the presence of Krishna, the supreme deity, all the creatures dying in that forest assumed spiritual forms and ascended to the highest regions of transcendence. Reiškia, visi ėjo pas Krishna. Dėl to, kad prieš Krishna mirė. The roar of the fire could be heard for miles. Red, orange and blue flames shot high into the sky. The lakes and ponds in the forest were boiled dry and the rocks melted. No creature was able to escape from the blazing kind of a forest, and their screams mixed with the crackling of the fire. It blazed up to such an extent that it caused fear even to the celestials who went in a body to Indra and said anxiously, O Lord of the mortals, why does Agni burn all creatures below? Has the time come for the world's destruction? Indra looked himself to see what was happening on the earth. Feeling concern for his friend Takshaka, he set out at once to solve the fire. He sent down torrents of rain, which fell in columns as thick as tree trunks. Oho! But the rain was turned to steam by the heat of the fire, even before it reached the forest below. Indra then became angry and amassed huge clouds over the forest, which doubled the volume of rain. With its flames and smoke rising up, and with lightning and sheets of water falling from the sky, the forest became terrifying.
Reiškia, yra asmenybės, jos valdo lietų, reiškia, gali tokį lietų duot, kad lys nemažais lašeliais, bet tokiom čiurkšliam kaip medžio kamienai. Nu, jeigu taip lytų, tai čia pramuštų stogus. Ar žino, saw Indra's attempt to put out the fire and he sent hundreds of thousands of arrows in a tight network over the forest. That net of arrows acted as a vast umbrella and completely checked the falling rain. Čia prasideda mistika visiška. The Naga king Takshaka was not present in the Kandava, but both his wife and son were caught in the blaze. They flew swiftly upwards and were seen by Arjuna. He instantly fired an arrow which severed the snake's lady's head. He then trained another arrow upon Takshaka's son, Ashvasena. Seeing this, Indra raised a violent wind around Arjuna, which temporarily deprived him of his senses. Ashvasena escaped and disappeared into the sky.
Nagos tai yra dangiškos gyvatės, išmintingos, turinčios mistinių galių. As he regained his senses, Arjuna became angry with Indra. He shouted a challenge to the god and covered the sky with his arrows. Indra too became angry for Arjuna and released his tremendous thunderbolt weapon. Without delay, Arjuna invoked the Vayavya weapon, which dispersed the huge black clouds. That powerful wind weapon completely dispelled the energy of Indra's thunderbolts and lightning flashes. The sky became clear and a gentle breeze began to blow. Agni blazed up even more, fanned by the breeze and fed with the fat of bodies burning in the forest. He filled the sky with his roars. Indra summoned many other celestials to fight with Arjuna. Hosts of powerful heavenly fighters appeared and began to send their weapons at both him and Krishna. Blazing iron balls, bullets, Rocks and countless arrows shot toward them. Arjuna countered all the missiles with his arrows. At the same time, he cut down his assailants, who fell screaming into the fire. Arjuna was unconquerable as he stood on the battlefield, releasing his deadly arrows, with Krishna skillfully guiding the chariot. Tai be abejo, kur yra Krishna, jis yra kaip paramatma pas kiekvieną pusdėvį. Jis galiausiai kontroliuoja, kas pataikys ir žino, kas ne. Indra then mounted his celestial elephant, Airavata, and rushed down upon Arjuna, Krishna shouting, "These two are killed!" He raised his personal weapon known as the Vajra and urged on his elephant. Seeing Indra advanced, the other principal gods followed him. Yamaraja took up his death-dealing club, Kuvera his mace, and Varuna his noose. The commander of the celestial army, Skanda, raised his Shakti weapon, and Surya came with his brilliant darts. The other gods charged behind Indra with their own weapons raised. The Vishvadevas, Sadyas, Rudras, Vasus, and Marutas all advanced in a body toward Arjuna and Krishna, who stood fearlessly below. Įsivaizduojam? Savi prieš savus sukyla. Even though they exerted themselves with full force, however, the celestials were unable to overpower Krishna and Arjuna.
Tai yra Vishnu tatvas, nu kaip pusdėvi gali jos nugalėti. Pas juos visą jėgą, ar taip yra.
Struck by Arjuna's mystical arrows, the gods were forced to retreat. Indra smiled. He was pleased with Arjuna, who was, after all, his son, and he also understood Krishna's position. Indra knew that no one could overcome Krishna or anyone supported by him. Obviously, Krishna desired that Agni consume the forest, and at the same time, he was enchanting the fame and glory of his friend Arjuna. Then, designing to test Arjuna's power further, Indra sent down a thick shower of boulders.
Reiškia, rutulius. Akmenis pasiuntė.
Arjuna quickly reduced the stones to dust with his swift arrows. Indra then tore off the peak of a massive mountain and hurled it at Arjuna.
Va, pusdėlis gali paimti ir nurauti. Tiesiog nurauti, nuskinti kalno viršūnį.
Not disturbed in the least, Arjuna cut the flying mountain peak into 1,000 pieces, which rained down upon the forest below. Indra was gladdened by Arjuna's prowess. He ordered the celestials to withdraw, and, as he did so, an invisible voice was heard in the sky. O Indra, your friend Takshaka is not in the forest at present, nor will it be possible for you to defeat in battle Arjuna and Krishna. These two are Nara and Narayana, the immortal and invincible rishis. They are worthy of even the gods' worship. Desist from the battle, for the burning of the Kandava has been ordained by fate. Having heard that voice, which they knew belonged to the universal creator Brahma, the gods retired to their own abodes.
Na, Brahma galiausiai užsikiša ir sutvarko viską. Tai ten yra hierarchija.
For 15 days, Agni continued to consume the forest along with its inhabitants. As the forest was destroyed, hordes of Rakshasas, Danavas and Nagas rushed out in fear. Arjuna cut them down with volleys of arrows. None could even look at him as he stood releasing his searing shafts. Gradually the forest was reduced to ashes and Agni was gratified. There was a leader of the Asura race named Maya who had been dwelling in the Kandavan. Having hid himself underground, he now rushed out of the forest and tried to escape. Agni chased the Asura and Krishna raised his discus weapon, Sudarshana ready to kill him. The intelligent Maya ran to Arjuna and fell at his feet. O Arjuna, I seek your protection, save me, I supplicate myself before you. Arjuna raised his hand and replied, don't fear, he couldn't refuse to protect anyone who sought his shelter. He turned toward Krishna and asked him to spare the Asura's life. Krishna lowered his weapon and Agni also stood back.
Iškai yra tokia taisyklė, kad tie, kas prašo prie kšatrijo, globos atsiduoda, šratrės negalėdavo jo žudyti, jeigu jis atsiduodavo jam. Prašydavo prieglaušio, šratrės turi suteikti prieglaušį. As the flames in the forest died down, Indra again appeared before Arjuna and Krishna. Agni stood next to him as he said, O Partha, O Keshava, you have achieved that which couldn't be achieved by any celestial. Please ask from me any boon you desire. I am very much pleased. Arjuna asked Indra for all his celestial weapons. Indra smiled and replied that he would indeed give him the weapons, but not yet. When Shiva would give Arjuna his Pashupata weapon, then Indra would bring him to heaven and give him all the fire and wind weapons. That time would come in the future. Krishna then asked that his friendship with Arjuna might last forever, and Indra said, It shall be so. Finally, Agni said, I also wish to give you a boon. Just as I pervade this universe, so by my power will you be able to go anywhere you desire within the universe. The gods then returned to the heavens. Iš tikrųjų, nei Krishna, nei Arjuna nereikėjo šitų palaiminimų. Jie patys buvo Vishnu formos. Buvo ne Vishnu, pats Arjuna buvo faktiškai Vishnu tato. Jam nereikėjo, bet yra žaidimai. O kad Agnis persmerkė visą visatą, Ugnis persmerkė visą visatą. Yra įdomu, iš tikrųjų. Iš kaip bet kurioje visatos dalytų gali išgauti ugnį. As Krishna and Arjuna made their way back to their mansion, Maya approached them. He bowed at Arjuna's feet and said, O son of Kunti, you have saved me from the angry Krishna and the hungry Agni. Tell me what I can do for you in return. Arjuna replied, I cannot take anything from you to repay me. This is my firm principle. I act only out of duty. It was my duty to save you, and therefore you bear me no obligation. Go in peace. Maya praised Arjuna's virtue, but he insisted upon doing something for the Pandava. I wish simply to please you, O Partha. You need not see it as repayment. Arjuna again said that he couldn't accept anything from Maya. I don't want to frustrate your desire. If you want to please me, then do something for Krishna. That will be more pleasing to me than anything else. Arjuna smiled. Maya turned and looked expectantly at Krishna, who was smiling softly. After reflecting for a moment, he said, You are the architect of the celestial demons. If you wish to please me, then build a splendid assembly hall for Yudhishthira. The like of this hall shouldn't be found anywhere in the world. It should contain the features of celestial architecture and be impossible for anyone else to emulate. The Asura's skills were well known to Krishna. Maya had constructed many wondrous edifices in the higher planets for the deities and Danavas. Maya then assented to Krishna's request and accompanied him and Arjuna back to Indraprastha, where he was introduced to Yudhishthira. The eldest Pandava marveled as Arjuna narrated the story of how the Kandava forest was burned. He received Maya with honor and discussed the whole with him. After much thought, Maya drew up a design. He then began to consider where to find the necessary materials for constructing the celestial hall. He told the Pandavas that he needed to go to the Himalayas. I have left there a large quantity of rough diamonds and other precious stones of every description, including those not found on this earth. I shall go to fetch them. Gerai būtų rasta vieta. Maya explained that he had formerly been engaged by Vrishaparva, king of the Danavas, to construct sacrificial altars for the Asuras. Tai reiškia, demonai irgi atlieka ritualus. Jie taip gauna mistinės galės. He had gathered all kinds of celestial materials which he had stored at Vrishaparva's house high up on the Mainaka mountain. There was also a great club with which Vrishaparva had once withstood the gods in battle.
Maya would bring that club equal to 100,000 ordinary clubs and give it to Bhima. He would also fetch from the depths of a lake on Mainaka the large celestial conch shell known as Devadatta for Arjuna. If Arjuna blew that conch on the battlefield, it would shatter his opponent's hearts. Nu va, mistiniai ginklai. Ir jie iš tikrųjų iki šiol yra kažkur. Tik mūsų diskvalifikacija neleidžia prie jų prieiti. Having gained Yudhishthira's permission, the Asura left quickly for the north. He found all his wealth guarded by Yakshas and Rakshasas, and with their assistance he brought it back to Indraprastha. After presenting the club to Bhima and the conch shell to Arjuna, he commenced work. Nu va, įdomus iš tikrųjų šitas skyrius, dėl to, kad čia daug yra paslapčių išduota ir šitos kriauklės, šitie klubai, šitie, reiškia, viesdai, jie iš tikrųjų yra iki šiol, nes tai viskas vyko Kali Jugos pradžioje. Bet dažniausiai tokius dalykus, kaip čia rašo, saugo mistinės būtybės, jakšai ir akšasos, tai yra labai galingos būtybės, kur, prieš kurias jok žmogus negali pastovėti. Ir mes žiūrėkime visą įvairių pasaulio tautų istorijos, visą laiką rašoma, kad ten kokie nors kardas ar dar koks ginklas visą laiką yra saugomi tam tikrų mistinių būtybių. Pato mokslininkai viską tai, kadangi vadovavosi savo materialių protų ir penkiom jūslim, kurios yra siauros tarsatai tos skilutėm, jie sako, a, čia senovės žmonės prigalvoja, prirašė. Taip, reiškiams. Jam žino savo vertybės, sakės, pamokančios istorijos. Perdotų būtų perdodamos vertybės, dvasia, ir taip toliau, auklėjimo pobūdžiai, ir taip toliau, bet čia iš tikrųjų toks absurdas, tai ką jie sako. Tai toks absurdas, kad jie neišeina iš penkių jūslių ribų, penkių jūslių spektrą neišeina. Dėl to tai yra baisus absurdas. Tai iš tikrųjų tie ginklai egzistuoja, reikia turėti super kvalifikaciją aukštą, kad tos ginklus gauti. Ir jeigu asmenybė stipriai pažengia dvasiniam kelyje, ir jeigu net ir tai gali būti ir šito žemėje dabartiniu laiku, kad tai ypatinga asmenybė daryti tvarką į žemę, jai gali būti duodami šitie ginklai. Aišku, gal žemesnės kategorijos, bet vis tiek mistiniai ginklai. Tiesiog taip pat sprendžia patys pusdieviai, kam duot, kam neduot su Krišnos pritarimu. Dėl to viskas priklauso nuo mūsų kvalifikacijos. Ir aišku, nuo Krišnos plano. Ir tikrai ateityje ateis daug asmenybių, kurios turės mistinių galių daryti tvarką žemėje, nes kas dabar vyksta, tai yra baisu. Tai yra baisu. Gyvenam kaip juodam katulį ir verdam puodę. Visokie gripai, milijonai kūdikių žudoma, milijonai, milijardai gyvūnų, paukščių, žuvų žudoma. Tai yra pragaras žemė, tikra ta žodžio prasme. Alkoholizmai, rūkimai, apgavystės, žudimai, apkalbos, svetimoteriavimas, prekyba žmonėm, prostitucija. Tai yra tiesiog kaip iš kameno didelio viskas rūksta vienodėmis, vienodėmis praktiškai. Ir reikės ateiti asmenybėm, kurios tvarka darys. Kuo toliau eis laikas, to galingesnės asmenybės ateis. Natūralu. Skleisti. Vedinė kultūra žemėje, skleisti dviviškumą. Ir be abejo, kai kurios jos turėtų būti gaurintos. Tai daryti, turėti tam tikras galės. Gal ne tokias, kaip Ardžuna čia demonstravo, bet galės, kurios padės skleisti misiją Čaitanjos. Hare Krishna.